This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000. The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
I get a lot of calls and questions from consumers about debt settlement companies. And I want to speak to you today about what I believe is the truth about them and three questions you have to ask if you're considering it. Now listen, when you're in debt, you've got a couple of different options. And we get, you know, a number of calls from people that are just choking in debt, credit card debt and otherwise. Debt settlement options, consolidation, all that stuff. These are companies that offer to negotiate with your creditors on your behalf and, you know, reduce outstanding debts. I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. But there are some things that are just completely misleading about how they do things. And several things I think you need to ask yourself before you do this. The first is the misleading way in which they advertise. We've all heard commercials that are on television and on the radio, and they say, well, by law, credit card companies are required to settle your debts for less than you owe. This is an area that I have a huge issue with, because there is no law that says that credit card companies are required to settle your debts. You know, they advertise in such a way that is just so deceptive and misleading. There is nothing written about that in any law anywhere. As a matter of fact, and I think this is the most important fact, is what I do know, that a credit card company will never settle with you unless you're behind with them and missing payments. The dirty little secret of the debt settlement business is that they want you to stop paying your bills. They are, in a sense, saying, oh, we'll handle everything, don't worry about it. But what they're not telling you is stop paying your bills and ruin your credit. I did a rant on this show, I don't know, it must have been, you know, 10 years ago. I got an email like 2 days later from this guy who clearly worked for a debt settlement company, who lectured me, went up one side and down the other. And it just pissed me off. Because clearly he worked for one of these companies. And say, listen, you're misleading people. I said, come on the show and debate it with me. And I don't ever get into a pissing contest with anybody in general. But it's true. They mislead you. And what I have found when I drilled down on some paperwork from one of these companies, like 2 weeks later, I wouldn't let it go. I was myopic about this. But I took some paperwork from a client of ours who got into one of these programs. And it showed, I mean, just as an example, it showed the consumer paying something like $600 a month towards their debt. Call it, you know, 20 grand in debt for the first 5 months. The total amount, if it was $600 a month, right? Call it, you know, 5 months at that. You know, it's 3 grand. So the total amount going to the debt was like $60 a month. It's like 10%. I was disgusted by this. I couldn't believe it. I went back and looked at the calculator. I'm like, did I do something wrong? No, I didn't. That's the way they charge. They get their fees up front. Now, listen, if you've got a credit card that's $5,000 owed on one of it as part of the $20,000 in debt, and you put $600 a month towards that, and then went back to them and offered them not even the $3,000, but offered them $2,500. After 6 months, you'd probably get that done.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Debt settlement companies often charge fees that are so exorbitant. They can charge you 25% of the total amount of debt that you owe. You owe 20 in credit card debts. You could be paying them $5,000 for the privilege of having them settle those debts for you. Let's be honest here. You may have $10,000 on one card. We might be able to settle that for you, or you could do it yourself for nothing. For nowhere near 25% of that, of $2,500 on $10,000. As a matter of fact, if we're doing your credit repair work, which we don't charge anywhere near that kind of money, we don't even charge you for the debt settlement. Number one is, I started this saying, I got three things that I want you to keep your eye on. This is a long segment, I apologize. But the first is fees, that 25% of the total amount of debt that you owe. Be careful of that. There's no reason for you to pay that much money. That's number one. Number two, be cautious of what's being promised to you in terms of results. Listen, you may not even end up being able to have all your debt settled. See what they're saying. And by the way, will they put it all into writing? And number three, and this is the biggie. What happens in the event that you get sued during the time that they're working on this with you? Will they provide legal representation for you? As you probably hear me talk about all the time on this show, credit card lawsuits are ramping up. Capital One, Credit One Bank, Wells, and others, they're suing consumers. What will these guys do for you in the event you get sued? And by the way, are they going after the companies that we know that will sue that I just mentioned? Are they going out? If you hire one of these debt settlement companies, are they going after the Capital One account first and the Credit One bank account, you know, credit card account, whether the Wells, whatever it is? Are they doing it in a way like that that makes sense to protect you? By the way, as a consumer, you also need to be aware that when you settle a debt, you could also get a little form called a 1099-C in the mail, sent to you by the credit card company. And it's also copied to the IRS. That's a forgiveness of debt. It may read nice at the outset, but don't be fooled. It's a gain in the eyes of the IRS. Let's say you get $20,000 in debt written off by Bank of America. Get a 1099-C for $20,000. That means in the IRS you've made an additional $20,000 this year in their eyes. There isn't much you can do about that. Just information for you. Be careful of those three things. And be careful of debt settlement companies.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.